This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war,
waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And we're having an effect because of you. What are you saying? V for Vendetta. The detective says, the inspector says, why didn't you do this before? The police captain says, why didn't you take action earlier? He says, I was waiting for you, Inspector. Waiting for you. Don't think Matt Bragg is going to save the world, or Matt Drudge is, or Donald Trump, or anybody. We all have to educate and take action. I'll say this, though. I was talking to Mike Cernovich last night, a bunch of other people. They told me that, look, most of these liberals know they're mercenaries. They hate it, but that's the only job they've got. And that actually the left more and more is listening to this show. And that's why they're actually trying to demonize us, is because for whatever reason, we're deprogramming people. This, the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars. I'm changing the name to InfoWars Live, not Alex Jones Show. I don't like that name, but I was ordered to have like 20 years ago. It's Alex Jones, the ratings, just say Alex Jones. This is InfoWars Live. It's about my guest host. It's about the people, this whole system. We're playing clips right now. Matt will pop in at the next segment and co-host with us for a little bit more, the whole hour if he wants. Enemies Foreign Domestic.com. But here's just some of the zombies we ran into while the stabbing was going on, all the rest of it. Just literally hopeless, well-meaning commies. Here it is.
I'm doing good. What are you protesting today?
We're protesting capitalism. The evils. The evils of capitalism.
Looking at a smartphone.
Yeah. And what are you going to replace it with?
Communism.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many people are you going to kill to replace it with communism?
Whatever's necessary, a guard.
Oh, yeah, we're also replacing the First Amendment. No more hate speech. No First Amendment.
No more hate speech.
Now, that's an evil person.
You get rid of the First Amendment.
Here's one of the useful idiots that comes over. Just look at these people. They look like lobotomized Smurfs.
And who is?
The blue cap. You might want to check that out. Like I was telling you, these are fascist Nazis. The term snowflake comes from Nazi Germany.
No, it doesn't, dumbass. The ashes that would fall. They would, you can't attach them. All language to something evil, you claim.
I mean, the social justice warriors crying about everything and telling people how to talk?
No. That's where it comes from.
By the way, I'm not trying to be mean to these people. Look, they all look like something's wrong with them. I guarantee you these kids never got loved by their mother. These were crib babies.
These guys are Nazis. I don't see anybody wearing
God, look at them.
The Daily Stormer, man.
The Daily Stormer, man.
I see a bunch of people covering their faces saying they want a communist revolution.
The guy wearing that hat's probably Southern Poverty Law Center.
Why are you more concerned with that than Nazis?
Why are you more concerned with that?
We went to
communists killed 10 times what the Nazis did.
Thousands of Americans died to defeat the Nazis.
Defeat the Nazis?
Obviously, the communist regime of Russia did have a part in taking down.
This is a well-meaning guy. Enough of him. Let's go out to break. It's 5 minutes long. It's up on InfoWars.com. We just posted it. I'm going to tweet it out. Here's a teacher in New Orleans just running up saying, I need to die. We'll go out to break with us and come back with Matt Bracken's take. Here it is.
You're saying someone that gets up there and speaks, you want to kill them. Is that what you're saying?
No. That's not your authority.
Stay right here. I have nowhere to vent what I have to say. Let me do it here because it doesn't matter.
Alex Jones needs to be killed. Is that what you're saying?
I am.
So free speech. What do you got against free speech?
Okay, you know
what do you got against free speech, Lee?
I want you to listen to me. Now, this is totally different than what you think. Okay?
Okay.
I want Alex Jones to be taken out for brainwashing. Not free speech. I believe in free speech. You know what we were just doing? We were speaking freely.
Did you say you want to stop someone who has a news program, millions of people listen to, and you want to go ahead and eliminate his brain? You want to go ahead and
stay there. She comes back and keeps saying she wants me dead. Hey, ladies, hit a pause. We're going to play more of it later. It's up on InfoWars.com. Hey, you got to line up, sweetheart. You want to kill me. And by the way, I get killed. I don't want it to happen because I got children. I win either way. See, I chose this. They always threaten me and do stuff and like, you know, we'll kill you. Oh, really? I didn't know that when I got into this. I'm not brainwashing anybody. I'm telling the truth historically, and I don't like you bullies, and I'm taking you on. And guess what? We're going to beat you. Long run, you're not stopping our species, and you're going to be defeated. I don't need to kill you, lady. You look like a zombie. You can barely talk. So, of course, a weak person like you runs their mouth about killing people.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans.
You got C-SPAN up on screen for TV viewers. They have a vote on exemption for Congress from health care bill. They're having a vote on that so that Congress can't be exempt from it. And they're trying to pass the Obamacare repeal today in the House. We'll be following that. I want to go to your phone calls very, very soon. Matt Bracken is our guest. EnemiesHardenedDomestic.com, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, anti-terrorism expert, really smart guy. And he's been on hold the last 10 minutes while I played some clips of communists in Austin, basically saying they want to kill people. They need to kill people to bring in their utopia. And then a teacher in New Orleans just a few days ago with a fellow we've had on as a guest who goes around with a bicycle and he powers by pedaling with a big Jumbotron TV, putting up patriotic messages, and people didn't just donate so he can go around town doing that. Has been doing that in like 6-7 years. Great guy. So he told us this happened. I went and watched the footage. He's saying, no, I need to be killed for brainwashing. She's for free speech, but I'm brainwashing when I show you USA Today last week saying women wear hijabs to stand up to Trump for feminism. When they cut your genitals off, put hoods over your heads, and you're slaves, you can't drive a car. And a man can rape you, and then you get executed for adultery. That's not brainwashing. I'm calling your brainwashing. Matt Bracken, watching and listening to those clips, what do you make of that?
Well, the people that get in the faces of people at these rallies, they're the useful idiots. You know, they're the grunts, the cannon fodder. I see that from that first clip where the guys with the hoods in the line along the sidewalk, somebody passed along a good, useful trick. It's an old hunter's trick where you just take a T-shirt and the neck becomes your eye slit. You tie the short sleeves behind your head. That way you've just got a T-shirt in your backpack and not a balaclava. So it looks better if you're stopped by the police. But the guy that was in the picture was such an idiot that his T-shirt was inside out and the little tag, you know, the little Made in China tag was over his nose.
Yes.
So really pretty funny. But, these are just their function is just to continuously strike sparks, trying to light a conflagration. You know, they're hoping to provoke a patriot into pulling out a gun, something like that. That's their goal, is to, you know, create a flashpoint incident. But what I fear is going to happen is somebody on our side will be assassinated, and within, you know, weeks after that, I think that's when a civil war will break out into a kinetic phase, because as soon as, say, a figure from the new media is assassinated, then it's going to be an open season on mainstream media propagandists. And
that's right, and that's why and then they say, oh, the president's called us the enemy when they're calling him the enemy. It's his fault. You know, Wolf Blitzer or whoever, God forbid, gets shot, Stephen Colbert or whatever. But if you expand on that, they're the ones calling for violence. They created the environment. They're the ones pushing for Trump to be killed. You know, this BuzzFeed thing comes out. They wanted the president dead. Now the Pentagon pulls security clearance of Trump White House aide, Adam S. Lovinger, a 12-year strategic affairs analyst with the Pentagon's Office of Net Assessment, has been on loan from the NSC since January when he was picked up for the position by then National Security Advisor Flynn. So they're getting rid of everybody that Flynn was involved in as well. I want to go to some phone calls now with Matt Bracken, but briefly, any other points you wanted to make?
Yeah, the swamp is winning. I think that, you know, drain the swamp was a great sentiment. And Trump came into the White House, you know, with the best of intentions. But the swamp is not just surrendering. You know, all the alligators and vipers down in there,
pythons,
are fighting back. And it's not, you know, just even controlling the White House with a patriot shows how strong the deep state really is.
Well, sure, the president's not a dictator, despite the fact that the news is constantly calling him one. It's truly sickening. Let's go ahead and start taking some calls from John, Brendan, Jesse, Chris, Eileen, and many, many others. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jesse in Tennessee, the volunteer state. You're on the air.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Go ahead, brother.
Exactly. So we got Stephen Colbert on TV as one of these Pentagon late-night talk show hosts. And he's drudging up Putin. And before that was Jimmy Kimmel trying to play our heartstrings. What do you think about Jimmy Fallon broadcasting for a week from a petting zoo, claiming that he's got separation anxiety from Hillary?
Well, that sounds good. He's also running down our healthcare system. You know, he's got tens of millions of dollars and claiming, you know, his son has this heart condition. And so we all have to except Obamacare, that's a screw job that's going to bankrupt our health care. It's all just manipulating the public. I'm sad his child has a heart condition. It's just always playing on the heartstrings. I mean, they have free health care in Venezuela, but nobody can even get food. Same thing in Cuba.
It's always the self-image. They always go after your self-image. I think it's all they really have left, the late-night talk show hosts, you know, and your reporters are outpacing the entire mainstream media. You've got Rob Dew and Millie out there. Millie is just running circles around these protesters. It's nuts.
She is. And look, that's why it's so critical that all of you, the listeners and viewers, spread the articles, the videos, financially support us, because we're the best there is right now. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. My crew's awesome. And we're trying hard, but we're not funded by George Soros or big corporate money. We're funded by you buying great products that everybody needs that are discounted right now during this fundraiser at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. What do you make of Colbert, who always wants everybody else banned off the, you know, radio or TV if they make a, quote, homophobic statement, and then everything becomes homophobic, and you can't make a joke saying that somebody's butt boy, like he claimed Trump was Putin's minion. It was saying he's subservient to him, but Trump's not subservient to Putin from my research, Matt. I want to get your take on that. He's subservient to the globalists that want us to have conflict with Russia because Russia's in conflict with radical Islam.
Yeah, I look at incidents like Stephen Colbert doing his sort of like the Colbert scream, you know, the primal scream. The globalists are feeling a lot of pain because they no longer control the narrative. And that is a source of tremendous anxiety for them. So I expect them to ratchet their humor up into more open calls for assassination, which will be like the Professor Raoul X, you know, parallax view type of nudging the mentally unstable people towards, you know, acts of violence.
Sure, making it palatable, making it acceptable, making it what a hero does, like the guy from England that came here, grabbed a gun, tried to kill Trump, other events. Great point. Let's talk to a caller in the great state of Idaho. Let's talk to John. John, you're on the air.
How's it going? So I actually live in the Twin Falls area. I'm hearing a lot of the rhetoric of what's going on with the Chobani lawsuit. A lot of the talk shows in the area are basically ridiculing you and trying to paint a bad picture about InfoWars and not giving.
Well, yeah, what we saw here in Austin is a test of that. Can the media go in and manipulate a pool of people? This is a new modern test to then try to shut somebody down. But the word is that's not going to be too successful. But, yeah, I've seen the local papers. I mean, they claim Chobani isn't even basically a Muslim. The owner of it, he never tried to bring anybody even in, even though he admits he works with Soros to do it. So, I mean, it's a big joke.
I'm a little concerned that you might have a hard time getting a fair jury that's not already been swayed.
Well, that's why folks need to support us, because we're not going to stop. You know, people think this is a fight, and the enemy isn't going to strike back. They are.
Yeah. Well, and then also, you guys Homeland making fun of you with their own version of a...
Well, yeah, they don't just make fun of me. They admit it's a character to me that has fake news, that plants fake stories, that has bots. And, of course, it's the government and the media that have the bots, not us. And that's why they're coming after us. Yeah, they've got all these TV shows you name, and I appreciate your call. And I want to make it about me. I just want the audience to understand. We've been chosen as the case point to destroy. You put money behind us. You spread our articles and videos. You get around their bots trying to block us. You defeat them. This InfoWars cannot lose, though, as long as I don't give up and you don't give up. Because even if we fall like the Alamo, it'll be remember InfoWars, remember Alex Jones. But I think we're going to win. I mean, we're so strong. It's crazy. For every attack they throw against us, it's Newtonian physics. We just end up getting that much more support back. Matt Bracken, you want to comment on that?
You stole my thought. That's exactly right. It's like Paul Joseph Watson's new T-shirt. Conservatism is the new counterculture. These late-night comedians, unless you're really one of the lobotomized uber-lefties, it's like Soviet propaganda comedians making fun of Reagan. I mean, it just doesn't work. You know, the more that they attack you, the stronger that you get. They think that they're applying their leverage against you, but they're actually, it's sort of like a judo move. The leverage is strengthening you.
Well, I don't want to get into myself, but they've turned, I mean, I was already an icon with the listeners, and I'm not bragging, it's a dangerous position, but they've really, I've talked to high-level folks, they even admit it now, in congressional hearings publicly, but also privately, they say they're scared of InfoWars, and they say they're scared of our audience and the focal point and our guests. So they're scared of you. They're scared of Ron Paul. You know, they say we're fake news and internal Google documents because Ron Paul came on. They say, oh, he's not credible. No, he is credible with the left as well. So it's all doublespeak. But, man, why are they so horrified of InfoWars, Matt? I mean, they really are horrified.
Well, they were used to controlling the entire narrative, at least from the Second World War when we were thoroughly infiltrated by communists. You know, they turned Senator McCarthy into, you know, an evil devil and succeeded at it because they ran the entire news media, except 99% of it. You know, Newton, National Review, you know, which was read by like 0.002 people. Otherwise, it was CBS, NBC, ABC. That was it. And now they've got an alternate new media.
For the first time, they've got a fight on their hands.
But what's happening, and I have to go back to the tectonic plates. What's happening is each side is pushing harder. And eventually, it's going to be a big slip, and then we have a civil war.
Absolutely. Stay right there. We're going to come back with more calls with Matt Brackett, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Infowars.com is our site. Spread that URL.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We are on the march. The globalist empire is on the run. And I agree with Brackett. In fact, I don't agree with him. It's a fact. The globalists and their socialists and Islamists' minions have decided the course is war, destabilization, infighting, racial conflict. They're the ones selling it. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones spewing it with their fake intellectual garbage and just manipulating the poor people to actually celebrate and want to live in communism when our poor are the best off in the world. We're taking more phone calls with Matt Bracken right now. I got a bunch of clips coming up in the next segment and more calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air worldwide during our 30-plus hour global transmission against tyranny and defense of the West.
So the anti-fascists ask, what could be more fascist than the usury-ridden corporate currency credit system of the privately owned Federal Reserve? That's as far from capitalism as you can get. Some of the more conscientious anti-fa folks would get this point,
Sure, and let's not forget the Federal Reserve, basically the same banks that set it up, helped write the Communist Manifesto and the Ten Planks, which calls for a central bank and an income tax. Everything we got in 1913, Russia got in 1917.
Right, and with not only the Antifa folks, but also with immigrants, we can all agree, with a higher standard of living, the immigrants taking our jobs wouldn't be a concern, but if we awaken them to our common enemy, the privately owned national banks, the Federal Reserve.
That's right. It's the mega rich who, almost to a person, because they won't let anybody else get that rich or they kill you, want a global consolidation, so they want failed ideologies to control us like communism. That's a great point. Let me get Matt Bracken's take. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, nothing is really new under the sun. Each generation thinks they're inventing this all over again. But, you know, if you go back to the early part of the 20th century, we saw the same thing with, you know, bankers paying Trotsky's way back to Russia, helping Lenin get back into Russia. You know, they like to get in on the ground floor, even with a communist regime.
And then, by the way, that's mainline history books admit that New Yorkers and Americans and people out of London, 100 plus thousand fighting men who have been Russian immigrants, many of them Jewish, went back to Russia and overthrew it. That's a historic fact.
Yeah, and people like Armand Hammer, you know, made fortunes dealing with, you know, these bloodthirsty, tyrannical regimes.
And who was his right-hand man? Al Gore Sr.
Right. And as long as you get in on the ground floor, you're going to become mega wealthy. I mean, somewhere in North Korea, there are probably Europeans that are making out like bandits, you know, laundering.
That's the only black guy. I mean, Russia does a lot of bad stuff, but Russia does use slave labor out of North Korea. They actually import them on trains. They're like robots, and they do whatever they're told. And Russia has a small border with them, as you know, and a railroad. And Russia does use North Korean slave labor.
Yeah, for timber, things like that. There's actually a book out, I forget the name of it, a Korean who was captured by the Russians, in the Second World War, a Korean who wound up captured by the Japanese, forced into fight for the Japanese against the Russians, captured by the Russians, then captured by the Germans, then captured by the Americans. He wound up in like five or six different uniforms.
I read a magazine article about that book. I forget the name of the book.
Right. But yeah, it's war can be pretty funny, the bedfellows. But yeah, we're in an interesting time because it's about 100 years since the Bolshevik Revolution. And I think there are something to these cycles where it takes a certain number of generations for people to just forget and then think we're now in a whole new phase of history.
That's right. And for every action, as you said, there's an equal opposite reaction. The globalists are trying to launch their new communist revolution controlled by the megabanks. We're launching our counter-revolution. So all these things come at the same time. You have the fake Jacobin communist, proto-communist French Revolution that came a few years after our real revolution.
But this time there's going to be a real pushback. You know, you can have a Russian revolution.
With unarmed people.
They disarmed the Russians coming back from World War One. They were disarmed. The soldiers returning.
They ordered the generals to turn their weapons in. Then they killed them a few months later. Then they killed the non-commissioned officers. And then, boy, the rest was history.
And the difference is this country, we've learned from these sad lessons of history. And we have patriots, millions of them. I'm sure they're probably 20 times more American civilians than they are 15s than there are.
I was about to say in closing, Matt, let's take some time out to thank the forebearers to give us the right. We already had it, but they bequeathed it and actually defended it and secured it. They didn't give it to us, but they helped, you know, crystallize it so that we would have this time bomb against tyranny, this Excalibur in the year 2017.
That's what it is. That's it. That's a perfect analogy. It is our Excalibur. They put it in the stone so that it could be pulled out when it was needed. And it might be the time now. You know, and I think that if I can recommend reading one of my short stories, What I Saw at the Coup, I think we're going to start seeing when it goes kinetic. And we
hold on, do five more minutes. When it goes kinetic with Matt Bracken, straight ahead. Then your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and 7 total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In a moment, I'll give you a little history lesson on Excalibur and the archetype and the Welsh / Britannic Albion ethos. But I wanted Matt Bracken to be able to finish up with some other key points, and I'll go right back to your questions. But let me introduce myself. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm trying to fight the globalist, satanic, selfish system. We've already had them introduce themselves to us, and we know what they're all about. It's time we introduce ourselves to them and say, get behind me, Satan. Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Go ahead and make those points about the kinetic level if we enter the kinetic realm. Because we're already there with them calling for it, their attacks, their probing, their tracking, their demonization of us. They're saying, kill us. We're subhuman. We're demons. And I look at their weak throngs, never
involved in violence, never involved in the execution of raw physical power, those that generally are respected, even if they're good or bad. And it's almost comical to see them trying to enter a more chivalrous domain.
Well, it's rather pathetic. These guys wearing the masks seem like scrawny little weaklings. But I did see a video, this John Brown Shooting Club or whatever they call it. Yeah, they are getting some weapons training.
Oink, oink, bang, bang, kill the cops.
But I don't, you know, expect them to match up in any kind of tactical way, but they don't need to. But I do expect a firearms false flag either shooting into a crowd of liberals or shooting a liberal media figure. But once media figures are targeted, media figures, and I would have to also say judges that are involved in disputed court cases, and I'm not saying it would be from the right or from the left, but if a left-wing judge, say a judge that's, you know, involved in Amnesty Open Borders movement, you're using their robe as their weapon, as their means of, you know, achieving power. When one of these judges is killed, there'll be right-wing propaganda left, some kind of, you know, light, a right-wing connection. Then we're going to see a back and forth. And once judges and media figures have to go into hiding, it's going to completely change the nature of media in this country. You know, when a Stephen Colbert or an Alex Jones, for example, is taken out, I see a rapid escalation, and it's going to be at that point a sniper battle with people hunkering down and going into hiding. Then we're going to see bombs. The males are harder to use for bombing anymore.
Sure, but how do we get around the fact that the globalists will be in control of most of the major city police forces? They're going to order them out, hoping we get in a civil war with them. What do you recommend the police do? I've had a lot of them talk to me about this. They're fully aware of what's going on. What do we do when they know it's the globalists and Soros that are launching the operations to try to federalize them, to get them killed, to get them intimidated in the Strong Cities Initiative under the UN? And even though Trump's in, still those programs roll forward because of the deep state's in rebellion. What do we do when cops that aren't even bad guys have a fake warrant to come get you and take you to some sports stadium where communists are going to torture the hell out of you? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to fight the cops, but, you know, I mean, if they're following illegal orders, I have no choice but to defend myself.
At that point, we'll be in the middle of a shooting civil war, and it will be more like an Argentina in the 70s civil war. You know, with death squads, which will be some policemen off duty or retired, ex-military, et cetera. But, you know, it'll be drive-bys, Molotov cocktails through the window, that kind of a war. It'll be very ugly. And at that point, I don't know what's going to be left of the media.
Well, sure, I don't want to brag about the conservatives and the patriots, but, I mean, wouldn't you say on average they're about 20, 30, 40 times, I don't want to exaggerate, 50 times, more trained, more vicious, more focused, more committed, with more will than the type of scum we're going to be fighting if this happens?
Especially if you say who can take targets out at 500 yards plus. If you're talking about, you know, 500-yard riflery, then it's probably 100-1. But it doesn't, you know, so the street demonstrations will probably be outlawed because they'll attract shooters. You know, the street demonstrations will start to look like Berlin in the 1930s, you know, with open warfare between
the street battles, the beer hall putsch.
Right, street battles. And then we're going to be into a whole new realm. But I think that once a few high-profile media figures are assassinated, then I can't tell what's going to happen. But this shooting of the Transformers in Henrico, Virginia, everybody with a rifle gets a veto on electricity, you know, and it doesn't suit many people to have the lights go out, but enough people will say, you know what, I hate the people on the other side of the river, and if I blow up that transformer, their power goes down. The people on that side of the river are going to say, how come they still have their lights on? Transformers are so vulnerable.
And the tit for tat spreads from there.
And the tit for tat, and at the end of the day, and my biggest fear is the power goes down. I don't focus on, would it be an EMP, a solar flare? You know,
our civilization is based on the mutual respect and the social compact, social contract, and that's being deliberately broken by the globalists to usher in chaos. And bottom line, the only hope we have of averting this is a well-educated, informed information warfare culture that spreads the word so aggressively we break the back of this. And then if we go into shooting war, it's essential that the globalists that are going to try to do this from 5,000 miles away be brought to justice by hook or by crook, folks. And so that's the bottom line.
If they can't be brought to justice because they're sitting in Patagonia in a, you know, fortified, you know,
compound,
entire, but the minions, the downstream minions, you know, follow the money, the loyal, patriotic, honorable FBI special agents that have this information, you know, they've got to safeguard this information and in time get it to the patriots, because it's the mid-level minions. You know, it's not these goofballs with the black masks, you know, these retards with the black masks, and we can't reach George Soros. But there are all of these levels in between. Who's the New Zealand Loudon, the New Zealand documentarist? Gosh, I can't think. Who's done fantastic work exposing the money, how it flows from Soros, the DNC.
I know who he is. He's the older guy. Does a great job. But
right. It's essential that we find out all of these mid-level links. You know, the ones that are passing out the money, the ones that are you know, renting the halls and all these fleets of buses. Those are the guys that have to be, they will be key enemies to take out. You know, without them, the street thugs are nothing. And the street thugs are nothing, basically, once it goes
straight. And let's be clear, we're not trying to plan anything offensive here. They're all over TV saying, kill the president, kill us. They're organizing for war. They're saying they're coming to kill us. We have to try to fix things peacefully, but to secure peace, we have to prepare for war as well.
And everybody, it's very important. There are so many scenarios where this goes sideways. You know, nobody at the beginning.
What if they kill Trump? The guy's got a lot of courage. He's really out there. We know they've, you know, compromising with the security. I mean, who believes that senior Secret Service agent left that stuff in her car?
Exactly. So I for sure. And I think that the chances that of something like that happen, it can happen, and it could be some other thing that will originally be called a black swan event, even though in retrospect black swans are all, you know, foreseeable. But you people put on their blinders. You know, 9/11 was foreseeable, but we didn't foresee it in time.
All right, Matt, you got to come back next week. Just we need to put you on. And by the way, I'm going to launch a bunch of roundtable shows with three people, five people, you name it. And syndicate them. Our stations want to pick them up all over the country, and I want to work with GCN on that if they're able to. But I'm going to want to launch it in the next couple months, so we need to talk to you and a lot of other folks about doing that. You wouldn't have to do it every day because it would be roundtables. If you wanted to do one every day, you'd be welcome to, and you've got great audio, great equipment. You sound great. We want to send you some more stuff, but try to you know get you on board. So let's stay in contact, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. I also want to set up some more command and control centers around the country, smaller sub-studios in case – let's just be honest, in case this one gets wiped out, because there's been, I don't mean physically, there's a lot of stuff going on. Just leave it. And that's the greatest form of victory is replication. Not just having children, but foundations and systems that live on past you, like Excalibur, which is the great mythos archetype. I'm going to go to Carlos. I'm going to go to Eileen. I'm going to go to Isaac, Brenda, and Robert before this hour ends. We got a bunch of other guest hosts coming in and more. But since I talked about Excalibur as an example, as an allegory, as a parable, as a parallel, let me go over you know, Roland and the whole archetype of the French mythos and the Dark Tower. You've got the British mythos, the Welsh myth you know, that comes out of course, King Arthur. That was a true person, but you know, went into myth and legend. And other cultures have their mythos. But the Second Amendment is Excalibur in that it's only there when you need it for defense against tyranny. And then when you have to pull the sword, there's a great responsibility that goes with being armed and being an armed culture. Because in those old feudal systems, everybody but the nobility was disarmed. That's what feudalism was. And in fact, they didn't have feudalism in the Arthurial time. In Albion, everybody was armed, and it was when the Saxons got conquered by the Norse in 1100 and change, by one of the conquerors, that then the true feudalism began under the Viking kings. So you have to understand, this myth goes back to when everybody was armed, but to pull the sword of kingship, you had to have the birthright, and that's a spiritual birthright. And so now we have this, one of the only countries where we're still armed, passed on to us by our ancestors. Excalibur or Caliburn, is the legendary sword of King Arthur, sometimes attributed with magical powers associated with the rightful sovereignty of Great Britain. And again, it's the original Welsh system. Sometimes Excalibur and the Sword of the Stone, the proof of Arthur's lineage, are said to be the same weapon. And then it goes on with their Gaelic name. And then there's the forms and etymologies of that. But the reason this is important is America is hated by the globalists because the people that set up America believe that they were actually setting up the new system of human empowerment and freedom. And so, again, it's that archetypal birthright of pulling the sword from the stone that's handed down to you, but that most people walk by and you know, just think of as myth, even though it's sitting right there in the middle of the forest for all of us to see. People can't pull it for, you know, generations, so they just begin to ignore it and say no man can pull it. But you've got to be pure of heart. You've got to realize that all of you that are listeners of the show that are called to fight globalism and called to expose forced abortion and all these great tyrannies, you have pulled the sword. You have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that's your true birthright. And God's forbearance or forgiveness, like the blood on the mantle or the blood on the door frame, so the angel of death passes you by. But you've got to pull the sword. The sword is waiting. Many of you were born with this birthright. You love God, but you are a passerby. You are not truly living yet because you haven't taken on the weight of the sword. You have to pull it, and then you have to be able to hold it, and then you have to be able to wield it. And it doesn't mean you're ever going to wield it perfectly, but you've got to be wanting to do good and not be a coward and not care what the globalists say about you and the media says about you, and then you can swing the sword. And that's why the globalists hate us. I've been on air 22 years, and InfoWars has pulled the sword of Excalibur. We have the sword. Doesn't mean we're even worthy fully to have the sword, but I have the sword. You have the sword. But InfoWars is the very manifestation of pulling Excalibur from the stone. And that's why the enemy's scared, because we've pulled the sword, ladies and gentlemen. We can barely hold it up right now in our journey, learning to wield the power. But all over the world, the evil has intensified to such a point that good is now coming back into the universe, back into the world, back into our plane. Because people have gotten humble. They have repented. They have gotten in front of God at 3 a.m. and you know, prayed for deliverance from this. And there will be persecution and tribulation and bad things happening to you when you pull that sword. But what comes, bondage and enslavement and abject evil, is much worse if you don't pull the sword and stand. And when I say pull the sword, I mean that metaphysically, spiritually, to stand against the enemy. Not to ridicule those that try to stand against the enemy and who stumble sometimes, but still try at the great deeds, but to join us on the field. Excalibur is waiting. One more quote of Alexander Solzhenitsyn from his Nobel Prize-winning Gulag Archipelago. Then he realized we were going the same way as communist Russia and went back to Russia to try to reform it, which he had some success on. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who was in decades in a forced labor camp, and how we burned in the camps later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when the arrests a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, pawing with terror at every bang on the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, whatever else was at hand. The organs, that's the systems, the machine, would have quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst for blood, I added that, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Gulag Archipelago, 1918 to 1956. I read the book. The whole thing's that well written. Had a lot of time to think about it. Decades in a forced labor camp. In frozen Siberia. Visited upon them by the company that previously founded Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs funded the Bolshevik Revolution. That's public. And Goldman Sachs is funding taking your dimes and breaking up your family and screwing your kids up as best they can, sexualizing them at age 5. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk to Eileen first out of the gates. Briefly, we have donation pages set up at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars.com/show. $10, $100, whatever. It takes a lot to run this, and I am expending everything we've got and trying to expand the face of the enemy because we have a responsibility to do that. So whether you donate by getting great products and trying them out or signing up for AutoShip and getting additional 10% off, whatever you do, take action. I mean, there are a lot of you out there that are wealthy that have billions of dollars. I know that listen, hundreds of millions of dollars. Give us $100,000. We've had donations that big before, and it's really gone towards fighting the globalist. Takes a lot to prosecute this war. You can sit there and pretend there's not a war and just hope it all passes you by, or you can be part of the animating contents of liberty and buy great products you need, supplements, water filtration systems, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people, all sorts of other great items, hundreds, close to 1,000 items, great nutraceuticals, or you can just flat out donate. Please do today. And that'll help me understand how much support we've got to whether we're going to expand or just stay the same size in the face of this. But I think you want us to go 110%. Well, that's up to you. And I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Thank you.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Living on the road, my friend, was going to keep you free and clean.
Living on the road, my friend.
Listen to what Willie Nelson's voice was like in the 80s.
Free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron.
You know, I know Willie Nelson pretty good. Lives here in Austin. And I've hung out with him quite a few times at his place. That's not name dropping. It's just it means nothing to me. Except that he's an interesting person and has great music. Celebrity means nothing. Sank into your dreams.
Sank into your dreams.
Poncho was. What I care about is the Pete McGlobalist. His horse was fast, his polished steel. It's a great song by Towns Van Zandt, another Texan.
For all the honest world feels.
Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico.
Nobody heard
right, get your phone calls. But I'm going to do a little bit of the next hour with Rappaport, because I want to play this clip where Bill Nye in the 90s had a show saying there's only two genders. That's scientific. It's a fact. Now they're re-airing it on Netflix with his new show, Saves the World, where he says, you know, trannies are the science. They've edited it to say there aren't two genders in chromosomes. I mean, that's like the Soviets would airbrush people out of pictures and memory hole stuff, 1984 style. Eileen in California, you're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Hello?
Hey, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, Alex. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for taking my call. And
thank you.
I was on hold yesterday for about an hour, too. And then I had to go to the
Well, that's it. Give me your name and address. We're going to send you a free T-shirt. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. I already did. To your.
Oh, good. It's on the way.
So I wanted to say, first of all, that was a perfect lead-in. I'm so glad I could talk to you today instead of yesterday. But the spirit, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, and this war is going to be won on our knees with repentance. And that's what's going to change the course. You know, that's what's going to give us.
That's right. Arrogance is Satanism. More and more I realize. Selfishness, arrogance, being on power trips. It's disgusting. It's like when you're around people on a power trip, it's like they're a robot. They're just sitting there with a switch thrown like they're a wirehead in a PKD novel, just imagining how great they are. It's disgusting. They're not sharing beauty with you. They're not being honorable. They're just jokes.
Yes. And I believe I have a proprietary product that it's like the Excalibur that you were just talking about. I mean, it's a way that we can change the narrative. We can fund and expand the InfoWars. We can arm, educate.
Well, send me a letter. Tell me about the product. What is it?
Well, it's proprietary, but I've already sent you a small portion of it in January through Hazel.
All right, I'll go look. I get a lot of packages, and don't stop sending them. I get hundreds a week, hundreds and hundreds of letters, and hundreds of packages. But I'll go ask Tim Frugier. Overall, where do you see the state of the world right now?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think we need to counter this fake news thing with all of our might, and I want to encourage you to have a fake news contest where the winners can celebrate the 4th of July with you and the crew.
And like fake news contests, like whoever exposes the fake news the best?
Yes, exactly. The things that present counter the fake news.
Yeah, we could have like 10 winners or something and fly them all here. That's a good idea. We should do more fun stuff like that. I don't even have the crew to manage those contests and then properly post them all. And I even have internal contests here at the office, and it always seems to go sideways or something. But we'll see. Eileen, thank you so much for the call. All right, I'm doing a few more calls, and Rappaport's coming up, and I'll play that Bill Guy, the science guy from the 90s, saying there's only two genders, it's chromosomes, that's science, to now being a global warming, you know, tranny-promoting dumbass. And I'm not against trannies. The point is, that's not a woman. That's not a man. That's somebody that wants to be that, fine, but it's not science. There's male ducks, there's female ducks. There's male otters, there's female otters.
Over the years, there have been a lot of power...